Good afternoon, and welcome to Porn on the 4th of July. I'm your host right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network, and as always, it is my honor to spend time with you, the listening audience across America, and even so across the world. I'm hoping that you're alert and enjoying life and observant of all the many things that are happening about. Great, great, amazing things, some good, some bad. And it does take an awareness. This afternoon, this first hour, our guest is Mr. Bruce Funk. And I'm going to introduce to you an American hero. And though the incident of his maybe moment of fame and awareness across the world was a few years back, it involves an issue that is dominating the news this very day in a certain aspect, and I will bring you forward to today. But how are you today, Mr. Bruce Funk?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear from you. I appreciate what you're doing out there.
Well, we're doing a few things, you bet. For the listener out there, I'm going to invite you. We go to a break. Break hits, and you're unaware of that, but your story is so significant for all of us. You know, we're coming toward the fall. And every year there's some sort of an election in your community, whether it's a mayor or somebody like that. We kind of gear our thoughts to the major elections, and yet if we're really bright and brilliant, we know that the local, lower exposed elections are very vital and of most importance to all of us. So I would like, if you might, when we come after the break, to kind of tell your story of a few years back. And then also, if you could just help all of us to understand the details and the duties of the office you held and what kind of an importance that has for counties across the nation. And then also, this will be a good opportunity for us, you and I, to discuss your opinion, if you'd like to share, of the new governor of the state of Utah. For it's my recollection that he was much involved and under the category of lieutenant governor, very much with his job description involved in the election process of a few years back and the graduating of Utah's counties to the electronic voting. So kind of format that out for you a little bit, and we'll take it from there, and we'll go for now to you with the mic, and then be advised you'll have a break real soon.
All right. Thank you. For those that might not be familiar with me, I'm the former Emory County clerk. I have been the election official for Emory County for 23 years. To cut the story short, I brought in experts to examine the voting machines when I saw irregularities on them.
Okay, we'll go to break here and we'll be right back, okay?
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having 8 spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. Today's guest, Mr. Bruce Funk of Emory County, Utah. Emory County, Utah. Tell the listeners out there where it is in Utah.
It's probably more east central Utah. Population somewhere around close to 11,000.
In the whole county?
In the whole county.
All right. What's the major city there?
The major city, this county seat is Castledale, where the courthouse is located, and my office as elected official was located. And that's
the county
where the county's coming from. Yes.
And you, in order to have this position, were elected by the people.
That's correct.
And so how often were you elected through the years? Was it a 2-year or 4-year? What?
It was 4-year terms.
Four-year terms.
Yes.
And the last term, how far into your term were you?
I was into the year 2006 when all of this happened in March. And I took office in 1983. And so...
But on that last 4-year cycle, but it would have been... 2004 that you had been elected again, or was
yes.
it earlier? 2004. So you were about 2 years into that term, right?
Right. Well, and basically I wasn't going to refile as the Emory County Clerk and election official. I was going to turn that position over when I discovered what I discovered. I had made that decision prior to that, so that wasn't part of the reasoning in doing what I had to do. And as I mentioned earlier, these machines were checked out by security expert, one from Finland and one from somewhere back east, who is an expert also. And they found that these machines were hackable. They had 3 passworded backdoors at 3 different levels in the software. Well, as a manufacturer, you're going to have access and doors in order to update software and so forth. But these were secure ones with names only known to the creator of the program, which were very significant. And so I concluded from what they told me that night from Diebold themselves, is that I had a mixed variety of machines, a version A, B, and C, and I had other languages loaded onto them. Well, why in a county of the size of 11,000 total population, 6,000 registered voters, do you have other languages loaded onto them? Well, they told me they came out of California. They were new machines. And then what was confirmed to me by people in California is that these machines were used in the 04 primary election. And so they did have election results on them. They had other languages loaded on them, like Chinese, Vietnamese, seven of them. And so that's what I realized that night. I asked for legal counsel from my county attorney, who is under law, to provide that counsel to me. And if he has a conflict between providing counsel to the county commissioners and myself, then he has to step aside and appoint counsel for both parties. But he, in turn, responded that I did not need counsel. This was just a hearing to look at the situation and what had transpired and which direction the county was going. But when they brought me into a closed meeting session, this is after they had had a closed meeting session with Diebold, their attorney, and their people, together with the state people, people out of the lieutenant governor's office, the election director, and their legal counsel from the attorney general's office. And they had now opened the meeting and gave me this new information. And then they took me into a closed meeting in which I took my wife in and my son-in-law, who was there, and knowing that it was an illegal meeting anyway. And then they start threatening me, intimidation. It just became overwhelming as to what they were trying to do with me, threaten me with $40,000 to $50,000 in damages to these machines. And I'd only looked at two, and I had made an offer to buy those machines if they were concerned with the integrity of those machines. But as Mr. Blackwell, our county attorney, had indicated in the Salt Lake Tribune, the purpose of the meeting was to get rid of funk. And that's sad. As an elected official, you have no protection. You're at the mercy of corporate America. And they contrived this whole thing. I've later had confirmed to me by one of those commissioners that the state of Utah did reimburse Emory County for the so-called $40,000 to $50,000 damages, because I knew that this was just a setup to make it look bad and to scare anyone else off from ever attempting to do the same.
Hold on just a minute there. I'm kind of confused. This 40,000 figure, and tell me when I'm wrong or correct my assessment of this story, that there was a threat from the company, or was it from the state, that there would be this fine of $40,000 that would be fined of the state if you didn't go along with the program. I'm just going over the top. Can you clarify that just a little bit?
Well, the way they worded it is I had caused $40,000 to $50,000 in damages because I had now made all the election equipment, both in Emory County and throughout the state, of questionable integrity. And so that they have to go through every machine and fly in computer experts, paying them almost $1,600 a day, to tear every machine apart and restore the integrity, and then they would move on with the election. But I was to be nowhere around. And I told
them. But that didn't occur, did it? And that you're telling me that the state actually paid the fine to Diebold anyway. Is that how it went?
That's how. It was. I understood even the number before they had the closed meeting with me, because the Diebold attorney was sitting over there telling my son-in-law this number, and he's a computer IT person. And so I knew that that was the threat that they were going to use on me. Plus, they were going to have petitions to remove me from office, you know, just all kinds of things. And I just got to a point that I said, look, you know, I'm so tired. I don't have anybody who can come in and check out this new information they've got, because I no longer have access to the machines. Or will they allow me to to bring anyone in. And so it was a setup. There's no other way. And I told the commission chairman that next morning, I'm not resigning. I need to stay on and document everything that happens, the Diebold does to those machines. And he said, that's not going to happen. And so they...
Today, here in Utah, we have Lieutenant Governor Gary Herbert now as governor of the state of Utah. In our frame of things, the election story is under the auspices of the lieutenant governor, is it not?
Yes. Yes,
all right, can you tell us what part he played in this?
Well, he was very smart in that he wouldn't come out and be seen visibly in the stuff that was being done in regards to me by Diebold, but his staff would say that, you know, it was clear that it was an attempt to hack the machines in Emory County, but because of the secure nature of the software, we were unsuccessful. The truth was that Harry Hershey hacked the machines, and it was very simple. He actually loaded on a completely new operating system without any questions asked and left that on the machines. So somebody is lying, and somebody has putting out the word. I confronted Gary Herbert during earlier this year when he was in the area and questioned him about Joe Demas saying that in the Salt Lake Weekly, and he denied that. I confronted him about him calling Commissioner Sitrid and saying, send me a bill. He denied that. And if that's what we've got for governor, you know, that blows my mind. This guy has been in the middle of it and forcing things and yet trying to stay shiny and pretty because he knew that Huntsman was only going to have two terms in office. You know, it blows my mind that this man has done what he's done and then tries to come out looking really shiny.
Well, Diebold had a lot of control, and now here in Utah, the machines that we have in our counties are Diebold machines. Is that correct?
Yes. Every machine we have is Diebold. We have no other vendors.
Could you tell me approximately, this might be something you don't know, but approximately the cost for the county, maybe you'll know about your county, but what would the cost be to do what they did in Utah by bringing in the electronic voting machines?
Well, the costs were covered by HAVA funds, and so there was...
And what kind of fund? What kind of fund?
HAVA, Help America Voter Act. That was the big thing that forced all the states to put in types of machines that voters... you know, would be forced to, you know, verify that this is how they vote, to eliminate undervoting, overvoting, you know, all
okay,
those types
of things. Okay, this is HAVA. This is something that most of us won't be aware of. Help America Voter Act. Can you give us a year approximately when that was passed? And it's a congressional legislation, right?
Yes. Well, it happened after the primary election, or the election we had done and the problems we had in Florida. And the chat.
Okay, after 2000 or so. Okay, we'll be right back. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July. Don't go away.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
So all across America, we're remembering hanging chads that came to our awareness in the year 2000. And so we had, as a result of that, if I'm following what you're telling me, the Help America Voter Act. And did that mean money for the state?
Oh, yes. That was the millions of dollars that came into every state. And there was additional incentive if they were replacing punch card machines. Now, you could continue with the optically scanned ballots and other devices, but it required that you provide something for handicapped along with that. But you had to make sure that overvoting and undervoting was accounted for. But, like I say, so there wasn't really a lot of outlay of money from any state. The interesting thing is the state of New York to this day has never complied with HAVA, and they have stayed with their lever machines and find that they are the most successful and least scary of all the equipment. Now, I have something that's brand new out for news for you that will totally should blow everyone's mind, and that is a press release from, I don't know, Election System and Software, dated September 3rd, 2009, Election System and Software Incorporated, a provider of voting solutions, announced today that it has acquired Premier Election Solutions, that's Diebold Elections, and the acquisition combines the strength of both organizations and result in better products and service for all customers. So now we're getting down to a major vendor who has bought out Diebold, because I feel like Diebold knew their liabilities out there. And so,
you know, it's interesting. When I was working on getting prepared for today, I thought, oh, my goodness, the Okay, shall we call them the good fairies above are with us? Bruce, I was just astounded that the date was 9-3-09, like you say, and here we have that premier division of Diebold being purchased by, what is it, SS&S or something like that?
ES&S, Election Systems and Software.
Yeah.
This totally
and
blows my mind.
That would mean it's all over, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one controlling company.
I think you have. Yeah. You have two corrupt major companies. These are the two major ones. The other ones are Sequoia and Hart, but they're not the major players out there in touchscreen voting technology or any voting technology. Plus, they have all vendors and equipment have been shown to be hackable a number of times. And I guess what I'm worrying and seeing, in my opinion, you've got two of the most corrupt companies, and the others are probably just as corrupt, coming together to control how we could vote. And that's the seriousness of this whole thing. People may not believe it, but I know it for a fact that anyone in any situation, and very simply, we can put in whoever they want. And that's what's been proven. It just astounds me.
Absolutely astounding, frightening.
It is.
Un-American. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to join in on this discussion, we certainly invite you. Please give us a call. We appreciate your input. 800-313-9443. Call Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. This is a solemn moment in history for America. What we have just said and what it's breaking news that Mr.
Right.
Funk has brought to us here, that Diebold, and they lost a lot of money, didn't they?
Yes. In fact, the first year after they done what they did to me by removing me from office, and not, you know, I had to move on with life. I felt I could gain very little except waste a lot of time in a legal suit to retain my position. But I recall the first year that in value alone, they had lost over $300 million. The next thing I knew is they had changed the name of their election to Premier in order to protect them as Diebold. And so, you know, this is a staged event because there are so many liabilities out there against Diebold. I question why even ES&S would even take those liabilities on, because I'm sure the staff transferred over and the same things. And this is so serious that Black Box Voting has now filed an antitrust complaint. And I think people out there need to contact their legislators and let them know that we do not agree with these two major companies coming together, because they can control a vote. That's the fact. I can't hide it any other way.
It's interesting that people don't seem to be concerned or upset. I think it's just that they don't understand. They don't understand that they've given up the counting of their vote to somebody in a back room, to government.
That's right.
They don't have the control.
That's right.
I can hear the music coming.
I can too.
And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, right here on RBN. We're talking about you and your right to vote and how does it get counted. And the breaking story of Mr. Funk is now the purchase by, what did you tell me, ES&S,
right,
out of Nebraska, a company, large election electronic systems company, election systems and software, has now purchased Premier Election Solutions, which you indicate was a new name given to a company out of Texas that was Diebold
right.
Election, and they changed their name. But I
yes.
think it's very fascinating. Did you find out how much they were going to pay for Diebold?
No, I don't.
What I have is about $5 million. And that seems to be astounding to me because Diebold says it purchased the election division from Global Election Systems Incorporated for $31 million in 2002.
Well, and the other thing that's interesting is in the year 2004, after the primary election in California, Secretary of State Kevin Shelley decertified Diebold because they had three versions of software running that were uncertified. They were trying to load on a fourth. He decertified them. Diebold ended up paying $2.6 million out in that lawsuit that was brought against them over that. And Kevin Shelley had so much pressure brought on him as a Secretary of State. And the way this organization works, the way the former Diebold, as I understood it, I knew it to happen, and it happened the same way with me, is Diebold brings pressure from the top down. So in Florida, in Leon County, Florida, when Ann Sancho had Harry Hershey investigate the ES&S optically scanned ballot, it was a Diebold, and showed that it could be hacked and the votes switched, They tried to get rid of him, but because there was a large population there, they came to his support, and he was relating the story to me. So that's what's unique about me, is I'm kind of isolated, and so they knew that there would be no local support to come out or not even significance in my behalf. The other thing is the other day I talked to one of the editors in the Salt Lake Tribune, and I tried to tell him that some of the things that are going on now, and he says, well, what's the problem? We've had two very successful elections. These machines work. And I'm thinking, you don't even understand the difference between day and night. And that's
well,
that corporate control of media.
It's corporate control of media, indeed. And then intelligence. I keep wondering where America's intelligence has flown, because when you give, let's see, you're going to do your vote by mail. So you're going to have an unknown take care of that. You're going to totally trust whomever it is that's going to look at your vote. And then you give up all your access to the counting or
right.
oversight when you use these kind of machines. So
right.
we have all kinds of precedent that tells us insiders are having a great time at most people's expense. We have a caller in California. Gary in California, welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Yeah, Barbara Jean, as you guys were talking like this, you know, I went to some of those town hall meetings, and everybody says, that congressperson's out of here. You can, they're not going to make it. I looked at them, I said, are you kidding? This is not going to hurt them one bit. I says, they've got it all rigged. They'll be back.
Yeah.
You know, and this is,
well,
this
we're
is showing what
you today. Exactly how it's going to happen.
And you're really right. It's exactly because I have documented on film in Utah, in one of the larger counties, where I oversaw four precincts on election night, and they had all the doors closed on the what they call a voter verifiable paper trail. They did not let any of the voters see that. When the closing time of the polls was, I went over to videotape the printout. The Diebold technician who was there, who took charge of the whole thing, threatened me with removal from the facility if I was to take pictures.
Wait a minute. There used to be watchers. Are there no watchers anymore?
Well, that was under the premise that I was there. As a watcher for one of the candidates got me into the polling place under that methodology. But I could not videotape or anything what came out of those machines, and they took that down to the election office without anyone seeing what those results were.
Barbara Jean, when we were kids, you know, I'm probably a little older than
right.
you are, but you go by the polling place, you do your vote, and at the end of the evening, they count the votes, they tally them up, and then they turn them into the registrar of voters.
Right.
And that way, if there was an objection, you know, of course, and you could go back, and the ballots were there, and you could look at them. We used to go by, because I was in politics, and look at the tallies on the wall
right.
to see what's going on and get some information. But now that that's all gone, it's like he's saying with a computer, they can put in there anything they want. You know, we don't need that. We got to go back to the old-fashioned way that worked.
Right.
And it's like you guys have been stuck with Orrin Hatch over there forever. We've been stuck
yeah.
with Feinstein and Boxer. These guys, how are they staying in there?
About
the computers?
Yeah.
Because
right.
public elections are not at all public. We should say state elections conducted by state electronic voting machines, and the tally will be determined by the state, a la Stalin. I mean, that should be a big banner.
Yeah.
Something counts votes. It's he who tallies the votes or something like that.
Well, it's not who what they vote about. It's who counts the votes. That's
yeah.
what we're living in.
Right.
And today's news about this merger of these two companies, my suspicious nature would say, how could it be that anyone would want them with the liabilities that you discussed, Mr. Funk? But the other part of it is the $31 million in 2002, and if we're all going to have one of these machines, and it's determined now by the state, and I mean government in Washington and at the local level, that we have to have this electronic prowess, then why could it be that they could get such a deal at $5 million? You wonder who's telling who to get this done quickly, because in essence, now
I got to get moving to a meeting, so I'm going to try and listen to you and wish you guys well.
There's a couple references I need to send you to, and then you can get a start at YouTube. Type in Clint Curtis, C-L-I-N-T-C-U-R-T-I-S, and he gives deposition testimony before Congress of vote-flipping election software. And then he has a documentary film out on his story, and it's available through bradblog.com, and that's a remarkable one. Mine is also out there if you Google in my name under YouTube. And you'll get
that's good information for the caller to have. Check on YouTube, Clint Curtis, Brad Blog, and Bruce Funk. And go to YouTube, and we might be better informed, all America. Utah story is unique because you did make an impact. I think you shocked a few folks. You stood your ground, and other states took a look that would have happened, and then they withdrew from some of their contracts, didn't they?
Yes. And what was done here in Utah, the New York Times referred to it as the atomic bomb in the election industry, and yet nothing ever happened. We as a people in the year 2006 and 2008, because we were aware of the things that had been exposed, watched the voting machines. Now media is telling us, hey, all elections were fine. We're going to take our eyes off those. We're going to now look for voter suppression, these other thing tactics that the parties use to take our attention off the machine. And so now they've got the machine back in their control. That's
well,
my worry.
Even in the press release that I was reading, it seemed like the writer or the information was most shocking that this kind of a merger would have taken place, because they said they were surprised that Diebold was able to convince anybody to make a purchase because of all of their trauma and problems.
Right.
So doesn't that just make you have a few questions about how this is going? The result is frightening, for sure.
Well, that's
what
there
I will
see.
Be one major entity.
Is they saw their own liabilities out there, and this is a way out without affecting the mother company, which is Diebold. So we can get rid of, you know, Premier. If we lose them in a lawsuit or we can dispose of them, then we've protected the mothership. But that's where the corruption originally started.
But see, that's part of it. But I'm wondering who the very powerful, powerful party might be that says to ES&S, this is what you do now, because this will facilitate the monopoly that is needed.
Yeah, and, you know, no one would turn down any vendor acquiring a major election company like Diebold Premier for such a small sum when companies are traded in the billions of dollars.
Well, see, that's why I think it's someone's giving somebody a great deal, in that they're thinking a very attractive possibility here, and the measure of stability in money isn't the issue. The measure is in the total control.
Well, and that's what they want to do, is they want to know anything and everything about us. Part of this merger is the election files, the voter information, and that now becomes more centered under one company. Humboldt County, when they had problems with the last election and found all the errors and problems, canceled out with Diebold. Well, Diebold put them in an awkward position because, number one, they own the software and the program that their voter files are on. And so they can't even use their voter files because it's proprietary now. I mean, this thing just goes on and on and on. And I'm sitting here in a little rural county, not able to do anything. I just take in information and digest it. And what I see just scares me that there are a group of people who think that they know what's best for us, because this world is a binary world made up of ones and zeros. And there are people who are rich and have this control. They think they're the ones and we are the zeros. And that's a bunch of baloney. I think we as individuals are the ones and they are the zeros, and we need to let them know that we do make a difference. You know,
well, and more we must, in a very quick manner, energize. A lot of people don't seem to get it, like you're talking about the reporter or the personage that you spoke with at Tribune or in media. They just seem, oh, well, the numbers are good and everybody's happy and the people are understanding how to do it now and it's so much easier and it's really working. But do they not understand that, I'm going back to the idea again, just so we get it in our minds, public elections, that means the people are involved, and who's counting what you're doing?
We have got to have that ballot in our hand. You know, if that computer touchscreen prints that ballot out, but it's that ballot then that becomes and verifies what we have, and that's what's counted separately, you know, or we are able to mark a ballot. We've got to get back to total transparency in our elections. And county clerks are not wanting to cooperate because, you know, they have a number of excuses. One, it's too hard to get help, which is not a realistic argument, because people who are interested in elections are involved, and they will come up with the people. But that's what we got to get back to, is total transparency. And there's some people out there who are beating themselves to death trying to get the word out. I knew of Paul, the one that ran for president, Ron Paul. And I had not put anything much together, but last night I was given a DVD in which he talked about the problem is protecting our liberty and, you know, in the fight that he stood up for. And I have to admire that man. I just wish he was our president.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
It is a matter of, I think, individual voters, individual grandparents, individual young executives, individual school teachers, all of the individuals of America understanding that they are transferring their right to vote to insiders, whether they're inside the computer who manipulate the computer, or insiders who take a look at the final numbers and push them one way or another, or giving up the actual right to vote to a machine.
Right.
And, you know, I think machines are marvelous, but here again, the controllers of those would not always necessarily be able to be trusted to tell the public the truth of the vote. Don't you think that's a dilemma?
Right. And see, that was what was so unique in the last election in Humboldt County, California, was that the election integrity people or the activists were involved. The county clerk or registrar allowed them to get involved, and that's when they found out there was a whole bunch of votes lost. And because of that, and then that night, they were actually able to put the ballots out on the Internet. So if somebody wanted to see them and count the votes for somebody, they could do that. That's total transparency. You know, now we send out the machines into locations unattended, which anyone could have access to. They're stored in those type of facilities. And these programs can be put on so easily and be date and time sensitive, perform their operation, eliminate themselves, and there is no tracking of them. It's so amazing.
I would think we'd need to see these things with our eyes, like you were saying Humboldt County was able to do. And this idea of trusting is a good concept, but when is the populace at large or the citizen individually going to learn from experience? You know, the 2000 election was an incredible experience.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org. or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Of this hour of Born on the 4th of July, our guest has been Mr. Bruce Funk, a great American, a hero in my estimation, and he did cause a real firestorm in 2006, and people have not learned the lesson yet. Election systems and software, now the big behemoth of electronic voting. Election systems and software located in Nebraska. Diebold lost money, lost reputation, lost votes, multiple legal battles, and has been trying to unload its election division for several years. And so now, here they have a purchase. Do you think a lawsuit will be listened to and maybe succeed?
I really doubt, because number one, Diebold, who is probably one of the major lobbyists, ES&S is a major lobbyist, will fight with Congress to push this through. Congress is in their pocket. I have no doubt, just as the state officials were in Diebold's pocket. I don't believe that with down to my very soul. And so I think that that they're going to try and maybe ravel it a little different, but, you know, they would have done something with the information that, we've brought forth prior, but they've closed their eyes and said everything's fine. You know, we're radicals.
It's interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Now we have the governor that was the lieutenant governor that I would say was very friendly with Diebold in 2006, and now he's the governor, so he probably wouldn't listen to much new information on this issue.
No, he wouldn't. He would stay 10 miles away from it.
We have the Attorney General running for the slot in the Senate against Senator Bennett. What about the Attorney General? How does he figure in this issue?
Well, and you were there at the time when I talked to the Attorney General coming off a
yes.
program on your radio.
That's right.
And I explained to him the situation that had just happened to me not long ago. And he says to me, I think they may have violated your civil rights. He gave me his email, his cell phone number, and I said, you know, you've not been responding to these. He says, I will. So I went to do that, and I was shut off. You know,
And ladies and gentlemen of Utah, if you're listening, he's running for your Senate.
Yes. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I hate to bring those things up, but I think the people need to know them. And if he isn't going to address my civil rights when he was Attorney General, then...
Well, we might want to make this statement as our time is ebbing away, and it's been my pleasure to speak with you. Most people, when they're elected to a position, they cannot be fired by other folks. Isn't that right? You have to
right.
have your
right.
position.
That's right.
So maybe only in Utah, we don't know that. It's a sad day. It's a real sad day because a lot of folks in Utah are good people, great people
right. Very
in
good
every
people.
State. But they're not doing their homework, nor are they vigilant in 2009.
They came to my rescue.
You bet.
An elected official. So it wouldn't happen to them.
Certainly. Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
With 3